When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. King's Island is now open weekends.
Saving money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Steven Strasburg officially retires from baseball. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Belief Podcast Network. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Take 20% off plus free shipping when you use promo code NATS at manscaped.com. That's promo code NATS for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. So in this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about the news that broke today that Steven Strasburg is retiring from baseball. It was something that has been spoke of for quite some time, but was made official today. This time, Washington Nationals starter Steven Strasburg's retirement is official. Strasburg, who planned to retire last September with a lavish press conference at Nationals Park, only for the Nats to change their mind, this time is retiring Saturday with a simple clerical move on the MLB transactions page. So for a guy that had quite a career at one time with the Nationals, is hanging it up without a lot of fanfare. If we want to take a look at his contract was one that aged like a carton of milk, like I sometimes like to say on this show. It was one of the moves where the Nationals went all in on Steven Strasburg for the pitcher that he once was. And then shortly after he signed his new contract at the time, then he got injured and was no longer played baseball. So it's a difficult position for the Nationals to be in, that all the money that's owed and that type of thing. And Strasburg, who had not pitched since June 9th, 2022, will receive the remaining $105 million owed from his original seven-year $245 million contract, a person with direct knowledge of the situation told USA Today Sports in this piece in USA Today. So a move that we knew was going to be happening for quite some time, it finally happened. He is hanging it up, and we won't have to worry about, is he going to come back? And ultimately, we didn't know. We knew he wasn't going to come back just based on his injury. But before this season, there was always that kind of hope that some way he was going to be able to work his way back onto this team, just based on the fact of, let's not forget who he was and what he's meant to this team for so many years. I never want to diminish his role that he played on the Nationals for so many years as just this great pitcher for so many years, but he is not the pitcher that he once was, and that's not, you know, ultimately his fault. He was a guy that got injured. The person that spoke on condition of anonymity because of the team hadn't announced the terms of Strasburg's retirement. The original contract was heavily deferred, $11.4 million, with Strasburg scheduled to receive $26.5 million in 27, 2028, in 2029. So one of the big pieces from the 2019 World Series team steps away. This team almost unrecognizable for the most part from the 2019 season. And it's interesting, he still had a locker at Nats Park with his nameplate on it that hadn't been touched for some time. Ultimately, a sad story for Steven Strasburg, a guy that I'll never forget what he meant for this team. Again, just huge in his heyday. He was one of the best. Strasburg, 35, made just 8 starts and pitched 31 and a third inning since signing his free agent contract after helping lead the Nationals to the 2019 World Series title. He underwent surgery for thoracic outlet syndrome in 21. And never fully recovered. The contract was uninsured, leaving the Nats on the hook for the entirety. So a difficult thing there, just pitching 31 and a third inning since signing his free agent contract. There was high hopes, and that's, you know, a cautionary tale for the Nationals, as I spoke about recently on here about C.J. Abrams and if they should give him that long-term deal. You take a look at K-Bert Ruiz. They gave him that lengthy deal. And again, like I've talked about on the show, you don't want to appear to be too thirsty. I think that oftentimes you're like, I like this player. I want to lock him up on the long term. And, you know, sometimes it's your agent. And if they have a lot of leverage, you got to think at the time, Steven Strasburg was an upper echelon premier pitcher at the time that he had a lot of leverage to make those kind of decisions. But I think that it's a cautionary tale for Mike Rizzo and others to not go all in. We know what the future is. It's Dylan Cruz. It's James Wood, Robert Hassel, Brady House, Mackenzie Gore, those kind of players that we want to keep them all here. So we're not going to be able to lock up all these players to 8-year deals. It's just not feasible. But let's not forget who Strasburg was. The number one draft pick in 2009 went 113-62 with a 3.24 ERA and was the 2019 World Series MVP. Let's never forget that, Nats fans. I think that sometimes that gets lost in all of this, you know, disparaging talk about what kind of pitcher he is. Winning his 2 starts against the Houston Astros with a 2.51 ERA, he had a 1.46 ERA in 6 total postseason appearances in 2019. And it's one of the things, you know, look in hindsight, rearview mirror, one of those things that if the contract had worked out, say he was able to play out his contract and say he was going to be that mentor to this young team, it wouldn't have seemed like such a bust. It seems like a bust because it didn't work. He had to have surgery and it was never able to fully make a recovery. But that's the thing that I guess I don't ever want to overlook. I think that ultimately as a Nationals fan, we're bummed out that he didn't live up to his potential on who we thought he was going to be. But let's not forget what he did. This was a number one draft pick in 2009. This episode is brought to you by the Spring Cleaning Champions Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in the below-the-waist grooming. Clean out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and enjoy the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code NATS, that's promo code N-A-T-S, for 20% off plus free shipping. After using Manscaped, I can finally say I have caught spring fever. Introducing the season's champ, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. It also features dual LED lights to guide you through the winter's darkest winter debris. Navigate with confidence in your delicate areas. Hate making a mess? No need to worry. This bad boy is waterproof. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or in the ocean. I love this thing because it comes with a compact case. I take it wherever I go. Spring cleaning doesn't just apply to the nether regions. Get the full grooming experience with Manscaped's signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are always the right tool for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code NATS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code NATS at manscaped.com. Nothing like spring cleaning in your pants.
With 113-62 record with a 3.24 ERA and the 2019 World Series MVP. That's quite an accolade. That's quite an accomplishment and something we can't take away from him. But be able to pick up 113 wins and only 62 losses in your career, not too bad. Strasburg was occasionally worked out of the Nats facility in recent years, but has not thrown a pitch and did not report to spring training in 23 or 24. That was one of the questions of if, in fact, he was going to be able to show up at camp, or was he going to do that? It's unknown whether the Nats still plan to honor Strasburg with a retirement ceremony or simply let the transaction page close the page his injury-plagued career. And I think the right thing to do would be to do that. I mean, we did that for Michael A. Taylor, for gosh sake. We did it for a lot of former Nationals players, that there is always a moment of acknowledgement and celebration ultimately. But if you take a look at Strasburg and what he meant for this team, that's the big thing I want you to walk away from this podcast, is just what he meant to this team at one time. He was one of the best to ever put on a Nationals jersey as a starting pitcher. It's unfortunate that it had to end the way that it did, but it did. And that's the way life works out sometimes. This is the new Nationals. And, just from the game today, I'm not so sure that this new Nationals is the team that we had hoped for this season. I know it's still early in the season, but the Nationals could have definitely used a player like Steven Strasburg to be a mentor to this young pitching staff, like a guy like Josiah Gray, which I think has a boatload of potential. I just think that if he could, bend the ear of someone like Steven Strasburg, I think that that would be huge. Or, I know this isn't realistic, but Max Scherzer, he would have been another good mentor for this team. I think that ultimately that is one of the things that this team is lacking, is a guy like Strasburg or a Max Scherzer, a guy that has accomplished a lot that can probably say, hey, you're doing this wrong. Maybe work on this. Maybe Josiah Gray, maybe not try to throw so many different pitches and kind of concentrate on a couple really good pitches. But in this moment here, I'm going to do it as someone that hosts the show on the Nationals, as I'm going to tip my hat to what Steven Strasburg did for this team. I think that there's a lot of bitterness in national circles that his contract didn't go as well as we had hoped. And ultimately, I understand that. I think that the Nationals would be in a good position now with him on the team, it seems like such a crazy thing to say since he hasn't pitched on this team in such a long time. But if it had worked out well, I don't think that, of course, we wouldn't be looking back on it and, thinking disparaging thoughts about Steven Strasburg. But for me, I will always remember the pitcher that he once was. And ultimately, I'm glad to turn the page and move on to the next chapter. The next chapter has a lot of question marks. Who is going to step up and be the next Steven Strasburg? It's my contention that on the active roster right now, there is no Steven Strasburg. It is a team of question marks. Even Josiah Gray, for example, who started so great in spring training, that has not translated to the regular season. Patrick Corbin, I am happy that this is the last season of the Patrick Corbin contract, and I'm looking forward to the future. There are some players in the Nationals organization, of course, that I'm looking forward to seeing, but for right now, there is no Max Scherzer, there is no Steven Strasburg on this team that's going to take charge. Those were one of the promises that Mike Rizzo made in the offseason that he didn't make good on, that he was going to go out there and get that upper echelon starting pitcher. I don't know if there was a pitcher out there that was the caliber of a Strasburg or Max Scherzer in their heyday. And this is a learner's team that at one time was open to opening up the piggy bank and spending big money on pitching and that kind of thing. There's a lot of questions. And, just to talk in this podcast, you're primarily about Steven Strasburg, but what direction this team is going in. One minute you're selling it, the next minute you're not selling it. The next minute, I hear that Davey Martinez is on the chopping block. There's a lot of questions that still surround this team. And if you take a look at the steps forward in spring training, there seems to be some backstepping as the regular season is getting underway, that this Nationals team we knew wasn't going to be good. But in a lot of aspects, I think it's far worse than we had thought they were going to be. And, I don't want to get ahead of myself, as I know that this is still the beginning of the season, but there has been no one. I'm going to concentrate here primarily on pitching here for a moment. There has been no one that said, hey, this is going to be the face of the future that's going to take this team over the hump. We need that. We need Josiah Gray to be dialed in. We need, Jake Irvin. We need all these pitchers, Patrick Corbin, that we know that the ceiling on some of those pitchers isn't the highest, but we need the most from those pitchers if this team has any hopes. And, you know, hopefully a lot of the prospects that are down there, Dylan Cruz, James Wood, Robert Hassel, Brady House, those kind of players, they can join the team sooner than later. That is ultimately what we're hoping for, that I want to fast track this team. I don't want this team to just kind of be circling around the drain. It's too early in the season for this team to be circling the drain. All right, once again, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, and I'll talk to you again next time.
Save big money on everything for your spring projects at Menards. We have all of your garden and landscaping essentials. Master Garden Premium Garden Soil contains a slow-release fertilizer that feeds gardens for up to 9 months. It produces better results and is ready to use for all your gardening needs. Save big on Menards' great selection of garden and landscaping products. Compare brands in-store or online at Menards.com.
Save big money at
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.